poll, voters are overwhelmingly concerned about inflation. By Jacob Bliss on July 19, 2021. Voters in battleground districts are overwhelmingly concerned about inflation and the rising cost of living. According to a recent poll commissioned by the American Action Network to show to the House Republican leadership this week, 88% of the respondents said they are worried about the rising cost of living, and 53% had said they were extremely or very worried. When asked about the rising inflation, 86% of the respondents said they were worried, and about half, 50%, of the respondents said they were extremely or very worried. 79% were also worried about the rising gas prices, with 49% saying they were extremely or very worried. Plus, 73% of respondents are worried about the impending tax increases, 47% of whom said they were extremely or very worried. Additionally, 76% agreed with the statement that prices on everything from gas to groceries to even lumber are skyrocketing. Inflation is hitting hard-working middle-class families the hardest. The percentage rose to 82% with middle-class respondents. 69% of independent voters agreed. More so, one part that shows good support for Republicans is that 75% of the respondents also agreed it is the Democrat spending proposals that could cause inflation. Due to these results, 84% of the respondents said they would vote generic Republican, versus the 10% that said they would vote for the generic Democrat. Looking further at the results, 59% of the middle-class respondents also agree that the recent massive increase in government spending is the primary cause of inflation, driving up the cost of living. The American Action Network also identified key takeaways from the poll. Conservatives have clear winning arguments over liberals on economic issues and concerns. Rising prices and inflation are the cornerstone of this economic argument, with a secondary element focused on the labor shortage due to the Democratic pushed extended unemployment benefits. A continued push for tax increases to pay for far-left liberal programs should only further elevate our economic arguments. The American Action Network tasked Torrance Group and American Viewpoint to conduct interviews of registered voters in 51 battleground congressional districts between June 22 to 29. The survey was asked to 1,009 people with a margin of error plus / 3.1% with a confidence level of 95%.